For many people in the 2SLGBTQ plus community, getting older comes with its own set of challenges and fears. And that can be particularly true when seniors in the community face the prospect of moving into long-term care. The Nova Scotia Rainbow Action Project is collecting the stories of queer and transgender seniors as part of a new project that explores inclusive care. The goal is to help create spaces where folks can feel respected and included and safe as they age. Sydney Belford is the Outreach and Education Coordinator with NSRAP. Norval Collins is with the Elderberry Society. He also sits on the organization's board. Sydney and Norval, welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Norval, I will start with you and just ask, what would you say is like the biggest issue for older folks in the community who are looking at long-term care?
I think that the biggest issue is the package of uncertainties that people face. Because you're not sure what is going to happen, your health, your finances, the environment that you're going to be in. So you're facing a whole range of uncertainties, and that includes how you're going to be interacting with other people. Mm-hmm. So in most cases, people end up moving away from the familiar into a new environment, and it's a very fearful change.
Is it something, Norval, where folks who maybe have been, you know, living openly for a long, long time suddenly feel, I may have to go back into the closet?
That's certainly a common fear. It's difficult to tell how often it's realized.
And Sydney, what worries in the folks that you have spoken to in the 2SLGBTQ plus community, what are you hearing about what's on people's minds?
There's a fear of the unknown, not knowing if you were to go in a long-term care home, if the staff have education or if your fellow residents will be accepting and respectful of you. You don't know how your fellow residents are going to receive you, and you yourself have gone through so much trauma, and I've gone through a lot, especially related to a medical system where there is a lot of distrust within that, and again, just uncertainty of what that's going to look like today.
What could long-term care in general, the facilities in specific, but long-term care in general, the province do to make these places safer and more affirming and more welcoming for seniors from the queer community?
Yeah, so at NSRAP, what I've been doing is a needs analysis of the province, having conversation with seniors about their wants and needs, and then having conversations with long-term care homes and the staff about where those gaps lie. And the reality is, of any home that I've talked to and any staff, they don't have training on the issue. A lot of the staff express that they don't know the different letters in the acronym. They're not sure how to approach this. And despite so many of them being aware that there are queer and trans seniors within the home, there just is still that gap and uncomfortability of how to approach it. So the first thing we're trying to do is just start that education and get training within.
When it comes to intake at facilities, long-term care, health facilities, Sydney, how can the questions and the way questions are asked during intake be sometimes problematic?
A lot of the language that's used, and that's not only in long-term care homes, but across the board in nearly everything we do, is incredibly gendered, right? We talk about someone's husband and wife, and we don't just say partner. We address people by Mr. and Mrs. instead of just using their names. You can just ask someone their gender, ask them their pronouns, ask what name they would like to use.
And going back to staff, Sydney, have you, when you're in your conversations with them or the representatives anyway, how receptive have they been?
Incredibly receptive, and that's been a really amazing thing, is that all the homes, all of the staff do recognize that this is an issue, and I do think that's just an incredible step that we are making moving forward. But again, like I said, despite recognizing that it's an issue, it just doesn't seem to be something that's been tackled internally yet.
At Norville, aside from long-term care and these concerns that we've been talking about, what other issues can come up for 2SLGBTQ plus folks, you know, later in life?
Some of the big issues are related to family, and it's happened over and over again as people age that they're separated. I mean, this will come as no surprise that money, inheritance, and stuff can create huge problems as people age and people who think they deserve start to feel and do things that try to, you know, benefit themselves. These kinds of things go on, and people need to be prepared for it and to understand what their rights are and how they can move forward with it.
And what's your what's been your secret, Norval, as far as your strategy when it comes to aging? I hear you've got a plan.
Well, my plan is perhaps a little unusual, and that is that I'm opting to live in Costa Rica because the whole concept of ice and slipping and falling and essentially having a long period of the year when I feel that, you know, I feel trapped.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as I age, there's a good chance that I will end up needing to move back for more care in Halifax.
Norval, I want to ask you, there's a particular first that you claim that I want to ask you about.
Indeed.
Tell us.
Well, this probably the best description is the Pride Parade where I decided to be the first person to wear assless chaps on my motorcycle. And what transpired was I was outside my house polishing my bike, wearing my chaps, and this 35-year-old lady with her, like, 4-year-old son walked by holding his hand.
Yeah.
And I was really quite worried about the reaction. And what she said was, "Love your uncle." Anyway, that was remarkable. And it gave, because I was almost ready to change outfit.
But no.
So it was amazing. That was amazing.
And thank you. Are there enough assless chaps in the Pride today?
Well, I'm quite, this doesn't feel the same at all. It's so politically correct. And we used to have amazing relationships with the city and with the police. And now, like, sort of Canada-wide, these are things that have moved mostly from Toronto. You know, there's this attitude that police aren't welcome. And I just, like, they've been so helpful to us. Building relationships was what it used to be about. And now it seems to be building barriers. So I'm not particularly happy with the commercialization of Pride and the move away from a celebration of what it really was. Yeah, that's how it is.
Oh, Norval, do you still have the chaps?
I don't think they fit anymore.
Oh.
But people have been very grateful. They tell me how glad they are that they don't.
Glad that they don't fit?
Yes, that I don't wear them.
Sydney, what does Pride mean to you?
I guess for me, Pride is just knowing who you are and feeling confident and prideful in that. And I think during this process, I've learned so much from the seniors and from their experience. Pride for me means something very differently because I've always been accepted by my family, by my friends. I've always felt welcome in the community, and I haven't faced half of what they have. And so learning what Pride means for them and remembering always that the first Pride was a riot is so important for us all to remember, and celebrating our seniors should be at the forefront of so many folks' minds.
Well, thank you, Sydney and Norval, both of you. Thanks very much, and very happy Pride to both of you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Sydney Belford is the Outreach and Education Coordinator with the Nova Scotia Rainbow Action Project. Norval Collins sits on the organization's board and is also a member of the Elderberries Social Group.